Okay, we're all recording.
I'm recording.
Sipping water. Gross. Water.
What's wrong with water, the fuck?
I mean, it tastes great. That's
what
I meant.
Thank you. That's what I thought. We don't diss water on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, because we're all sunshine players. We have to like water.
What's up, everyone? It is Video Games Are Hard, episode 26. And today, you know, 2021's coming to an end. And Sid and I, my co-host Sid here. Hello, Sid.
Hey, how's it going? Hey.
We are both going to finally figure out with our guest here today the answer to the question that has puzzled the greatest of all minds.
Sure, yeah.
Is it fetch or is it feck? Go.
It is either.
What?
Whichever you prefer.
Well, that was anticlimactic, but there you go. Yeah. Woo!
See, I feel like for years I was calling you feck and you hated it. And then
I never hated it.
No?
No.
He was just jokingly hating it.
Did you take it as a sign of disrespect at all?
Not at all.
Because I meant it as a sign of disrespect.
You should feel disrespected, is what he's saying.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you, Trey, that you didn't take the opportunity to say Shugo Sex.
Oh, it's episode Shugo Sex. There you go.
It's episode Shugo Sex.
We're all Swedish heads here, I guess.
I was just like, wait, it's 26. We gotta do the thing.
We gotta do
the
sex word. Yeah.
Welcome, fetch.
Thank you.
The Pianta 6 God. Well, how do we introduce you? The Pianta 6 God.
I guess mainly just IL God these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's more fitting.
Inventor of dumb movement that nobody's ever going to do in Rico 100s. Yeah.
It is a pretty sick looking strat, though.
You know what? When I saw it first, I'm like, oh, this is dope. And then I started trying it. I'm just like, this sucks.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Oh, dude, from what I saw, it looked like it wasn't that bad, but I guess it's really hard, huh?
It's really, really precise. You have to land on, like, the perfect side of the slope.
Damn.
A lot of it, you'll just slide backwards on it, or you don't have enough speed.
You have to, like, at the end of the girder, do a specific angled spin jump dive off of the right slant of the cage, and I'm just sitting there going, like, it looked so easy because when you show off a strat or a new strat for just like any IL, you just see them do it perfectly once and you're like, oh, that looks, you know what?
It looks easy when fetch does it.
It looks easy when it's done.
Yeah.
And then I do it like seven times, get it like half of once. And I'm like, yeah, this is really hard.
Yeah. Know? Especially like under the pressure of like getting that far into that IL.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's tough, but yeah. What do we talk about first? We've known each other for years.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think I've ever had like a full conversation with you. I was thinking about that before the podcast. I'm like, I think this is the one guest where like we've known each other. Like we all started the game like pretty similar time. Like you were I'm going to say the goat kid, but like I don't mean the goat. But like you were just like one of the child prodigies of Super Mario Sunshine, and now it's 8 years later. You know,
and you know what the funniest thing is, Fetch, is that Kenny Cola actually called it better than anyone else, because I remember back when, you know, Kenny Cola, right, Fetch?
Yeah, of course.
He was saying that. He's like, man, if Fetch just plays for like 6 more years, he's going to be insanely good. And we all, of course, at the time, we all laughed at him because it's like, oh, a 6-year time frame. Like, we don't even know what we're going to eat for lunch tomorrow, like 6 years. Yeah. But Kenny Cola, in a funny twist of fate, was 100% right, because you're like arguably the best IL-er who's active now. So there you go.
One of them, yeah.
Kenny was kind of woke.
Compliment.
Like, do we just go into like how you like? What's your first gaming memory? Is it speedrunning Sunshine? It's not.
He came out of the womb speedrunning Sunshine.
I was aware of you for years. Like, it's funny, 8 years later, finally having like one full conversation.
Yeah.
With you. I guess we can start just from the beginning. Like gaming memory, like first gaming memory of Fetch.
I would say the first thing that I can remember off the top of my head is playing Donkey Kong Country on an SNES.
Damn, that's a really solid first memory.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard game, too.
It was. I remember I was terrible because I was really, really young. I was probably less than 5, so.
Did you get past the first minecart level?
I have no idea. Probably not.
Because I remember when I played it for the first time on like the Wii emulator about, I don't know, a few years ago, I actually rage quit the minecart level. I couldn't take
the
it.
First
I,
one?
Yeah.
What?
I just kept dying over and over again. I was like, fuck this.
See, the thing about Donkey Kong Country is that, though I actually did a run of it this week, which is very weird for you to say, like, your first
Wait,
game.
Wait, I didn't even know that. You did?
I did runs of it like a year ago.
I remember that. I didn't know you did it recently.
Well, because I have to prep for the Citathon, right?
So yeah, exactly.
Impromptu, I was just like, I guess I'll do a DKC run. And I did one. And it's just so, like, can you speak to how difficult it was when you were, like, four? Or, like, have you beaten it since Fetch?
The only Donkey Kong game I've really played since then is Donkey Kong Freeze, or whatever it's called, Tropical Freeze.
Yeah.
I played for like 20 minutes and then
nice. you played it for 20 minutes, realized it wasn't Sunshine, and you moved on.
Yeah, exactly. Just turned the Wii back on. I don't really remember how hard it was. Like I said, I was young enough to basically not be conscious. So,
oh yeah.
Pretty much. I think the only memory I have of me being 4 years old was I was in San Diego with my family because my family went on all like the epic vacations when I was too young to remember, of course.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah.
And there was this one time when a bumblebee landed on my lips outside. And I remember I was just like, I think I was just like confused, but I was just like, I just sat there paralyzed with fear or something. And the bee eventually flew away. And that's the one memory I have from that time. So,
I think my earliest memory is walking around Walmart and then somehow leaving my parents and then...
Oh, no.
Like, walking outside of Walmart.
Oh, no.
I mean, honestly, I would leave Walmart, too. If that's all what goes on in there.
See, I have one of those early memories too. It's not my first memory ever, but it was like, I think I was like 7 or 8 and we were at Zellers. If people in Canada know Zellers, Zellers is defunct now. But when I was a kid, it was like, I don't know if it was the Walmart equivalent. It was just kind of like a store. And like it had the video game section. It had all that. It didn't have the grocery section like our like massive Walmart we have now. But I remember getting lost. And like finding the community or the community service, what is it? The customer service. There we go.
Oh yeah, there we go. Community service.
Just being like, I lost my parents. they didn't lose me. I lost them. And I'm just 7, just like sitting there crying. And they eventually got called. But I was. That's traumatic as a kid to just like lose your like. What was that like? I know it's like weird from gaming memory, but like, what did you find them?
This is even better. Like, fuck first game memory, first memory ever.
First one.
This is a better question, I think.
from what I remember, I like. It sounds kind of sketchy now, but in the moment, obviously, I went along with it. But some like stranger was like, "Yo, are you lost? Do you need help like finding your parents?" I was like,
"Oh, he's a good man."
Yeah, and he like took me back in and brought me to the customer service.
Oh,
so. See, the community
turned out
service.
Well. Could have been really bad, but
yeah, it's just like, "Hey, do you want me to help you find your parents? Get into my van." Maybe that's not a great joke, but
well, it's a joke regardless. So
it's a joke regardless.
So what other games do you remember just like playing growing up in general?
I did play SMS when I was younger, like
that makes
around
sense.
The same age, like probably like around 6 or 7. I remember playing through it with my like my brother and my parents. I know I 100%ed it at some point. It might have been later, like when I was a little bit older, but
did you
play SMS a lot? Did I cheat?
Yeah, no. To find all the blue coins.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Wait.
See, that's the best answer I can give too.
Game like, factsless.
I don't. Yeah, like I don't remember because like I don't remember having like access to the internet. But I wouldn't be surprised if like my parents looked it up and were like, "It's over there."
Oh yeah, it's possible.
See, that's what happened with my sister in OOT. I never thought we cheated until she told me like pretty recently. It's like, yeah, we cheated, and I was like, oh, we cheated. What
see,
did we cheat
my...
on? I don't even know what we cheated on.
My ongoing theory is that there isn't a single person who legitimately got 100% in Sunshine as a kid. And anyone who claims they did, they cheated and they don't remember. So
yeah,
that's my theory.
That's the best I can do. I can say I maybe.
Because
I
some of the blue coins are just way too cryptic. I'm sorry. There's no way
yeah.
you're going to find them.
But like, they're not even cryptic. They're just not even
Oh yeah, just spray this random bookshelf and Serena.
Well, no, I wouldn't describe them as cryptic. There's just like nothing.
Yeah, you know? Well, there's nothing to go off of.
There's no way of knowing how many there are or where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like cryptic would be like, oh, there's an NPC on the first floor that tells you there's a book, there's the bookcase that has the blue coin, and Serena, there's none of that. It's just like, it just has a blue coin.
Oh, that would actually help if like they at least told you where it was.
That's what I'm saying.
That's more than nothing.
I think some NPC tells you about the blue and the moon.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah.
I forget who it is, but they definitely do that.
Yeah.
So you were like a big GameCube kid, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Sonic Adventure 2, I think it was. Played that a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember, like, off the top of my head, what I used to play as a kid. But I played SMS a shit ton, though. I remember I 100%ed it, like, many times. I'd just restart and do it again.
What do you think it was about Sunshine that just, before speedrunning and anything, like, what drew you to it so much?
Honestly, probably just the fact that I played it at all, I guess. Like, I don't think I played that many video games as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fact that, like, I played it, I guess, it kind of drew me to it. I just played it over and over again. And then when I was older, I would, like around 10 or so, I looked up SMS or Super Mario Sunshine, and then that's how I was introduced to speedrunning.
What introduced you to the speedrun of it?
It was either TOEFL's SGDQ run, or I think it was that. Like, I watched that, and then like a couple months went by, and I looked it up again, and then that's when I saw like Samu's 120-32 or whatever it is.
Or it was probably was this pre-GBS?
I started post-GBS.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were pre-GBS with all of us, but no.
I played, like, I think I practiced speedrunning, because I remember it being discovered, but I never did my first speedrun until a few months in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember I used to do, like, Rico 4 Secret a lot, like, make my own strats and stuff.
Uh-huh. And you were, what, like, 11 at this point?
Yeah, 10 or 11.
That is so crazy to me.
Yeah, that is nuts.
And then I like, practiced a little bit and just, like, 100%ed it a couple more times and just played through the game a lot, and then I remember rediscovering the speedrun, and then I was like, I could do this. I want to try this. I remember grinding GBS and it taking me like 4 hours to get it once.
Yep.
See, that's better than me. That's better than me because, well, like, don't you have what's funny now is don't you have the IL world record of it now? Like by years.
A full second.
Do you still think that IL is still your most, like the one you're most proud of?
I'm not sure, honestly.
And you have a lot of good ones.
Like, part of it is just luck, but at the same time, I also did get like the insane GBS after getting that coconut, and I managed not to choke it.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Fetch's Gelato Skip IL, literally, I don't know how you could save any time on it without doing like some task thing.
The only thing is that my hover was slightly slow. I probably could have gotten a 23 if my hover was so slow, but like, that's not that big of a deal.
But yeah, basically, so the fastest thing to do in GBS is just a straight up jump to the stone structure and then spam spray the tree and sort of just pray it goes to a good spot. It's kind of random. Usually the coconut's either kind of meh or not that good, but Fetch has got one where it went to like literally the closest it could possibly go to falling off the dock, like the perfect spot. And then he just clutched the IL ending on top of that, and then that record's probably going to stand for a while. So
yeah, I hope so.
I feel like we're going to talk about ILs a fair bit today.
Yeah, I'm just going to warn right now. I'm going to warn right now. Sometimes we have a bad habit of getting a little too in the weeds in IL stuff to where it's like we're probably losing some people.
Yeah.
Straight up, this is going to be like an IL pod probably.
Yeah. Well, like, see, we started off with the Rico 100 strat, and Vec has... I will be switching between Fetch and Feck throughout the entire podcast.
I do the same thing, dude. That. I don't know what it is.
But, like, and you have third place in that IL. You were the first person to get sub 2.
Yeah.
And with a missed rollout, by the way.
With the missed shine grab.
Yeah. And,
oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
I was just like, oh, shit, this is a really good IL. And then you missed the rollout. I'm like, he's still sub 2 with a missed rollout. And I'm just, like, sitting there with a 203 or a 202 being like, what the hell is going on? I don't know what this level is, but yeah, you've been notorious for the ILs for years.
Yeah.
And
that's always been my main thing.
Yeah. And like, what got you into like, Do we talk about the start of ILs in Sunshine? I feel like with Fetch is probably the best time.
Okay,
to, like,
it's time for the WR history of ILs becoming popular in Sunshine.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know what the WR is. It's just generic history. Why not?
Like generic, just like we started the, like, it was the, you made the Piana 6 world record history, right?
Yeah.
And, yes, well, I did. You didn't make it, Fetch. Yeah. I made the video.
I made the history cool. Come on.
Yeah.
He literally made the video.
Yeah, he literally made the history and you made the video about it.
Fetch made it worth making a video on, I guess.
Yeah. So. And it, like Piana 6 is just like, oh, this is the level that everybody likes.
It's funny because like nobody actually really likes the level anymore. Yes. Like everybody hates it. It's honestly
entirely a product of circumstance where it just happens to have an in-game timer and not suck.
Yeah.
So it just happened to be popular.
It started sucking at the end. Like nowadays, God, like it's definitely not one of my favorites.
Do you still grind it every so often?
I actually did like a month ago just for fun, like kind of when I was starting to play SMS again. It's like at this point, like I cannot play the game for months and still get like a 218 in like an hour or so. And just because of how much I've played it. And I actually got like pretty close to getting like not IL record, but like a 219. I got like a 218.8 with like a slow seventh or something.
What is it about? Like, is it just that it has an in-game timer?
Honestly, I think so.
Yeah. It was just before practice codes, just this in-game timer still existed.
Yeah. Like, I remember I used to do Serena 6. I never got to the same level at Serena 6 until later, but I also used to do Serena 6 a decent amount, but it was just hard because it killed my hands.
Oh, yeah.
So I only grind that for like 10 minutes. Because it was like, I don't know, it looked cool. It looked fun. And it was like in-game timer. And I just grinded it because I think at that point, I also like, it was one of those levels that I hadn't practiced for any percent yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had obviously started doing runs way before I did ILs. And it was just like one of my bad levels. And so I just started practicing it. I'd get up to the point where I was getting like a 2 flat. Mm-hmm. And then I'd slowly start improving. And yeah.
See, for all the new players out there, even the gods of the level started like had to earn their way to a 2 still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even a 2 don't come free to anybody.
Exactly. So. Like back in the day when we did the races in 2014, our goal was just like 206. I think that was our like, oh man, that was a really good PM.
And yeah, and then there was the Quaniza rule where if you don't get above 2, you got to forfeit.
Exactly.
And then only he was the one who broke that rule.
Yeah, I think he got like a 158 and was just like, nah.
Like none of us managed to do that. And then he's like, oh.
But, man, just there's. So you started with any like the any percent runs, right? Yeah. Just like any typical Sunshine person, except for Trey.
I say just like most of them except Trey, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started with 120 because I'm weird.
But so you started with the any percent. How long did it take you to be like, did you get sick of any percent? Did you get sick at any percent and just transition over? Like what's the story of Feck within SMS even?
Well, it took me a while until I was like to like a decent level, but actually for a while I had the little kid world record for a few years until JJ bopped me.
Oh, right. Well, you were like the only real like little kid at first, I think.
Ouija started a little bit before me.
I forgot Ouija's all, like a boomer of this game. It's so weird.
Yeah. He started a couple months before I did. I think like February maybe, whereas I started like, I think my second run I remember was in June, I think, of 2014.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming my first was maybe a month beforehand. So around May.
The first thing I remember from Ouija was a Bianco 3 Reds hover IL.
Yeah.
And I remember just one up being like, people gotta like people are sleeping on this guy, but Ouija can get really good someday. And
we used to grind together so much for ILs.
Mm-hmm.
That's like part of what like pushed me to do a lot more is like we would always just grind ILs together, like Bianca 3 Reds, like box game, Noki 2.
And actually just random topical question. You used to actually room with Ouija at college, correct?
Yeah.
Could you describe that experience?
it was pretty surreal because like we've been friends since 2014 or 2015 maybe. So we've been friends for like 6-7 years.
Is that the first time you saw each other IRL?
No, we've had meetups before.
Okay.
like me, him, and Zambrisi, if you remember.
I did see those pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, because we all live like the same like three states that are like right next to each other. And so we've had three meetups, I think. And then I think part of the reason he went to this is because of we were rooming together, but he actually came to my graduation party this summer.
Oh, cool.
Last summer. But yeah, it was still pretty surreal, like actually being around him for like, you know, months at a time.
Huh.
Is he a good roommate or a bad roommate?
I would say like pretty good. It did get kind of annoying sometimes, like, and I'm not like blaming him or anything. I understand because like my sleep schedule's fucked now. But, like, I'd be going to sleep at like, you know, 1 or 2 a.m. and he's like streaming and stuff. So I have to like, I don't know.
See, I'm just imagining like he's a bigger streamer than you, but like,
oh yeah,
working around streaming stuff. I did that in college as well. And I guess I just like went and streamed too late except the semester I was with Loader, because Loader is even more fucked than me. my previous roommates were on like normal schedules, so I had to like work around that.
Yeah,
but I'm sure you're both gamers, so like you can sort of work around that more easily.
Yeah, man, it was pretty cool because I've been in his streams a lot. Like, you know, we used to call a shitload, so like a lot of his stream knows me, so it's kind of cool like interacting with his stream, IRL, and just like, you know, when he's doing like a 16-star run, just like going up and fucking with him or something, or like making faces in the mirror behind him or some stupid shit like that.
Were you ever like in the room with him when he got a world record?
No. The closest I was I like went to go on a walk and then I came back and it was like 20 minutes after he got 70-star record.
Oh, man. That timing.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's cool.
Like, yeah. I feel like I would just employ the earplugs, right? Like I would just be like, okay, I bought you earplugs. All right. I thought you'd be streaming. You know what? If you're up really late, I won't get mad. I swear.
Yeah.
And just back and forth that way. I never had like a roommate that like close, during like night, like, I don't know.
Night but, stuff.
During night. You know, that's that's the end of the sentence. But I don't know where to, like, we start with any percent. Like, you eventually fell into the
IL trap.
The IL trap. It is a trap.
It's a trap, 100%. And it got feck well before. Most people get got, like I got got, when they introduced the point system in the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
When some people, like feck was, you're more intrinsically motivated, I suppose.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm very much like, I do it for the fame and the fortune and the points and the money and the...
I would say a good amount of it is more of that as well, actually.
Ooh. I mean, you are quite famous in the IL world, I suppose.
Yeah, like, so I have a bad habit of taking people beating my records too personally.
But you see, that's what drives you so much. That's actually good.
It is true. But like sometimes like someone will beat my record, I'm like... Come on, man. You couldn't have done any other IL.
Yeah, it's like you just had to choose that one.
Like, I did this IL like 3 days ago. I thought it was really good. And then you go ahead and beat it by half a second or whatever.
Well, hey, you can join our fold. We you can join our, we got this record and we immediately got it beaten. you can join us. We would love to have you.
Speaking of Ouija again, you remember that time when I got Piana 2 record and he took it back like 15 minutes later?
I do remember
he destroyed me so hard. I was just, my ego was crushed.
I remember sitting in the grocery store parking lot and seeing your DMs being like, hey, I got the Piata 2 world record. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Nice. And then 20 minutes later, I was still sitting in the car and I saw it. It's just like, oh, Ouija took it back.
In the same car.
I was just still waiting. I was just sitting there. I was like, oh, okay, sorry, bud.
And you know, Ouija still has like 8 goals, even though he hasn't played in like 2 years or something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Ugh. How many goals do you have, Fetch, offhand, do you think?
I have 12. I should have I'll have 13 once the quarter frame timer is a thing because of Beach Pipe.
Actually, yeah. So explain I don't fully understand what the quarter frame timer is, I guess. What is that?
I don't either. I have no idea.
I've never heard of this.
I just know like for records like Gelato Pipe, it'll make it so it's all one frame.
Oh.
So there's going to be like fucking 40 records on Beach Pipe now, because any 1560 will also be record.
Yes, so I have the record in the future. Let's go.
Yeah, that's same. I think As far as I'm aware, they're just going to like convert everyone's time to what it should be.
Okay.
Like given the quarter frame timer, but I also don't really understand it. So like sometimes I'll watch people do ILs with it and the quarter frame timer would be like 0.08 off. And I don't understand where that much time comes from.
I
assumed it would just like round it to the nearest frame, like how it should be, I guess. I have no idea though.
So there's going to be a lot more ties in Shadow Mario and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have tied second place for Rico 7 now.
Yeah, I think basing it on frames rather than, it's not RNG, but essentially RNG of,
yeah.
Because for those who don't know, you can actually get any decimal is possible in between. And you're wondering, like, how is that possible if it's only 30 frames per second? Aren't there just given intervals you can get?
How is it possible when it's 30 frames per second, Trey?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Sid. But for some reason, because the game does it based on quarter frames, because every fourth of a frame, the game checks collision on Mario or some bullshit. And because of that, you can actually get any time in between those frame times. However, there's going to be a new timer supposedly coming out where it's just based on the actual like number of frames. So it's more fair that way. And that's really good because it's still like a lot more precise of a thing versus a, let's say, GoldenEye, where it's just a second by second basis.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no, yeah. Oh, I got a damn 52 versus a damn 53. It'd be like damn 52.9 versus, you know what I'm
damn.
Saying.
Damn.
Got it. Imagine if SMS IO records were all just like rounded to the nearest second.
Yeah.
That'd be awful.
You know, I was actually wondering if like, because they were trying to figure out back when they implemented points in the first place how a point system would even work. And the initial ideas, I think, were based around more of a GoldenEye thing where it's like every second interval you get more points.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And for some levels, I guess that makes sense. But for other ones, it's kind of silly. So I like the system we have right now.
Yeah, same. I think this works really well.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
I would still have Bianca 100's world record.
Yeah, based on seconds.
Yep, 203, beat the 204.
You would at least see, you wouldn't have the record, but you would have the max number of points.
I would have the max number of points.
Which is all that matters.
That is all that matters when it comes down to it. Before we're already kind of in the weeds, but I want to go back to, like, is there any other game that you fell in love with other than Sunshine? Like, I want to,
because Mario Galaxy.
I do like Galaxy a lot, but I've only played through it once.
Sure.
I did really, really, really like Odyssey, which is, it's more of a recent game, of course, but right. I really enjoy Odyssey. Mm-hmm. I got into doing KFR speedrunning, which is, of course I do, because it's literally just ILs, so what else would you expect of me?
Oh, Koopa Freerun. I was like, wait, what is KFR?
Sorry, Koopa Freerunning.
I was just like, KFR. Has to be an Odyssey.
Oh, didn't you have a Koopa Freerun record at some point?
No, not even close.
Oh, damn. those must be extremely off.
They are insane.
Did you ever get like a notable time or like top 10 in anything or something?
I'm top like 40 or 50 in a couple of them.
Now?
I'm not sure about now. I haven't like done it in like over a year.
Yeah.
I got them, I had like, I think one top 40 time, a couple top 50s.
Even a year ago, that's really impressive.
That is so crazy to me. Even though, and the reason it's so optimized is it's a global leaderboard. When the leaderboard is actually in the game itself, which obviously Sunshine could never have.
Yeah.
But like, despite that, it's still crazy to me how many people are willing to grind to get times up to such an insane level.
Yeah.
Just because like everyone would see it. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually the way they keep track of it, like in the speedrunning community, is you add up all of your times combined for every kingdom.
Mm.
And so like my personal best is like a 289 something, the 289 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
And then like I think the best is, it's insane. It's like 270 something.
And then there's like a community best altogether.
Yeah. So the best that any individual person has is 273 and 273.14 in the combined best is 271.68.
Huh.
Oof, that guy is cracked.
What about
insane?
What about the snowball bounty level?
I did do that one a little bit.
Yeah, because I don't mean to brag here. All right. Your top 40 sounds impressive, Feck, but I'm gonna say right now, I was top 15 in the second bouncing snowball game.
Whoa.
The first week the game was out.
Whoa.
So don't mean to brag here, but
you topped me. You beat me.
But you know what? The inflation of how hard it is to get that rank is, it's like not even quantifiable now versus like the first week.
Yeah.
Like Clint Stevens had record the first week.
Yeah.
So even Clint.
Even yeah, Clint Stevens could do it.
It's a great video.
That's like the most interesting thing about Odyssey. Like I can give or take the game right now. I'd like playing through casually. I played it a few times. Like I tried to speedrun it a few times, and I'm going to have to speedrun it again at some point soon. But the most interesting thing about Odyssey was like the mix of all of the speedrun communities, because they integrated a lot of the IL stuff, like the remote control car minigame and the snowball bouncing minigame and the Koopa free running especially, and then just it being Mario in general. It was just this perfect mix of a lot of speedrun potential that just every community put a pinky on, you know?
Yeah.
And like I've talked about it before, but it's like Samu and I don't know, it's the Japanese runner that used to run like 3D Majora's Mask 3D.
Yeah, I don't know who
it's
that is.
Iwabi, I think.
Oh Hawaii. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Like he was notorious, and Shaden from Ocarina of Time, and
Pidoix had some records.
And just like this mix of like you doing ILs, like everybody doing. I was doing Koopa free running with like Pyro and Kwaniza.
I think Kwaniza had the Koopa free run like maybe top 10 on like the Poison Swamp level.
Yeah, we all worked on it together. Well, not we didn't work on it together. We just kind of did the exact same route as the one that had the record, but. That's what I call working on it. Just like, oh, yeah, yeah, I participated. I got top 20 or whatever. But I remember us all grinding it. Like, if you were in the speedrun community in 2017 when that game came out, it's just like, after your initial playthrough, or even before you even finished it, it's just like, oh, I earned Koopa free running. I get to go. Like, I get to actually speedrun this game now, just like every other community is right now. And then
I feel like everyone. If people weren't running the game, they were like me and at least like considering running it at some point.
Yeah,
I considered it, but I never actually did.
Did you ever consider it, Fetch?
I did some 80% runs.
Oh
I
yeah,
like I think I completed like three. I have like a 114 or 115. But
hey, I did four and I got a 124. So you beat me by 10 minutes.
It also upset the game has like really really nice looking movement. It's really fun.
Yeah. Is that all you have to say about it?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, you don't have any, like, because I always say it looks really like it look. It's very clean and it looks very good to do, but it's really simple.
Yeah, it's not that hard to like get decent times. Like, I feel like a lot of people could probably like start pick up the game and play for like a month and get like a sub one, like a 115 or something or 120, like.
Yeah.
It's not that complex, but there's like a really, really, really high skill ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, it's just like, I feel like everybody, when they pick up the game, it's just like, oh, I get like, I got the complex movement down. I throw the hat, I dive onto the hat. I throw the hat again, I dive again. Man, I'm sick at this video game.
Whereas Sunshine, it's like, how do I side flip?
Yeah.
It's like, it's really hard to look like you know what you're doing in Sunshine. Whereas Odyssey, it's like, oh, I'm a fucking pro. Look at me.
Look at my hat throw. I jump on the hat.
You just roll all over the place and you're basically there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, rolling too. Oh, see, I feel like that's like one of the first deterrents.
What are your thoughts on shaking the thing to roll faster?
God, like... I don't hate it that much, but it is pretty annoying.
It's an arm workout for like, sure.
Grind anything that involves rolling at all, it's terrible. It hurts.
It's just like it confuses me. I started out this being like, oh, Odyssey was just so beautiful to be like kind of around the community of, but then you're just like, man, shaking the controllers fucking sucks. and it always comes down to this where it's just like there's this button equivalent. There's the button equivalent in the game. You can crouch and you can press the B button or the A button or whatever button it is to roll. But for some reason, they were just like, yeah, but like that's slower than shaking your controller. And you're just like, why did Bob Nintendo do this? Why, Bob?
Come on, please. Bob.
Yeah, come on, Bob.
What was your favorite kingdom in Odyssey?
I really liked Luncheon.
It's pretty looking for sure.
It is. I also like the KFR was like really hard, and I enjoyed that.
That one was so tentacle looking. I remember that one.
Yeah,
you're grabbing all like those utensils in the wall and stuff.
Yeah, like a bunch of like spin pounds and stupid shit.
I feel like I never, like, thinking about the Koopa free running in Luncheon Kingdom, I can't, like, I had to have done it at one point, right?
It's the one where you're climbing up the backside of it, I think.
Yeah.
That's one of the few. And I remember the Bowser one, because actually Popo, the real Mr. Popo 38, had the Bowser level record at first.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
So he's quite the celebrity of Odyssey early days.
Cool.
I also enjoyed Bowser a decent amount. Bowser was fun.
I think, to go back to loving Odyssey, I think the Bowser Kingdom is probably the most interesting, like, kingdom.
I think the Bowser Kingdom, I want to say I had the most fun going through casually for some reason.
Yeah, Bowser was super fun.
I think the bird power-up was cool. Everything about it just, like, flowed really nicely.
And it looks, like, really interesting. It's, like, I don't know, it's like, really easy on the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, like, it's just a different spin on Bowser.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like, oh, it's Japanese. It's like, okay, sure. We're just
and
in Japan.
Nintendo knows Japanese. They can do this.
they
can be as faithful as they want to be.
Yeah, but like now back to hating Odyssey. I hate how short. I hate how short the Dark Souls Kingdom is.
Oh yeah, that's so much potential to be cool.
It was just like, oh man, this looks so dope.
And it's like the easiest boss in the game.
It's all ruined. It's literally the Ruined Kingdom. You go up a hill and you're just like, oh my god.
See, that one kingdom wants me to have like a full-fledged game where it's Mario in a Dark Souls environment.
Yeah.
Except obviously it's not just like as violent as Dark Souls, but like some like a more gritty Mario game with still good movement and stuff.
Hey, Odyssey 2.
Of course that would never happen though, because Nintendo wants to keep them like the family-friendly image, but
hey, Odyssey 2. Saying.
Odyssey 2, where it has Delfino Plaza and everything. It's the perfect game.
What do you guys make of the fact that the Delfino was in the like one of the posters?
I think it's entirely possible that there will be a Delfino section of it, but who knows?
I'd be hyped. That'd be dope. I would be fine with running. See, that's with 3D All-Stars. Like, I was fine with just like, oh, are they going to actually do like a remake? Like, that'd be dope if they like make it with Odyssey movement and do Super Mario Sunshine, just like in Delfino Plaza and like kind of mix it up a little bit. Like, cause we already have the regular game, like whatever it's on our Wiis, or it's in my Wii right now. And I turned it on today and played it for an hour. Awesome. Thumbs up. But like, I don't know, whenever game studios want to make a remake, I'm totally down for them to just like kind of reconfigure whatever they had.
Yeah, not just like literally port it on an emulator and ruin it.
Which is what Nintendo's been really good at recently. Well, not like they're not good ports, they're just good at being lazy about it. Nintendo is impressively lazy, is what I'll say. Impressive. Puts my laziness to shame, even.
Yeah. Yeah, your laziness. So Odyssey, is there any like non-Nintendo game? Like, I want to go into non-SNES.
No, Fetch only knows Mario.
I'm just trying to, like, claw past the Mario. Like, we talked about Odyssey for a
little bit. There was Sonic Adventure 2 in there, I think.
There was Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah, I have, like, basically no memories, just, like, running around a bunch and playing the game a shitload. I did really enjoy Celeste. I played through that.
Yes, like, we also played that recently.
Such a fun game. I was like, I don't know, it's so sick.
Uh-huh. Did you complete all the like DLC level stuff?
I didn't go that far. I know I like completed the like the any percent game or whatever. It's like I did like I started doing a little bit of like the extra stuff. Then I was like, damn, I suck. This is hard.
The B-sides is where it actually gets fun though. Like it honestly makes the main game feel like it's a one full fledged tutorial.
Yeah, oh that's
and the B-sides is like, here's the real game now.
Yeah, same with like Sunshine in the past. Like I did like my own speedrunning movement for a little bit of it, just like try to, I don't know, have fun with it instead of like just going straight into doing runs. I never tried any, but I was considering it for a while.
For Sunshine ILs and stuff, I always like, and Trey will tell you this, I don't like watching videos. Right.
Sid would prefer to have someone else watch a video and explain the video to him than actually watch it himself.
True. But I also kind of want to just like try to figure it out on my own.
Yeah. Yeah. If by figure it out, you mean me tell you, oh, go on the third section of the Sandbird. And then
that's different. That's just like literally, how do you do Turbo Bird?
Okay, yeah. To be fair, Turbo Bird, you're not going to just figure out by yourself.
See, I most recently with like trying to learn 120 every so often, like I do, and then give up. I was running through Bianca 100s, and people were like telling me what coin to do next, essentially, but like not telling me what movement to do there. Do you do anything like that, Fetch? Where it's just like, do you watch people's like that? I feel like that's a really good question for you, where it's just like the IL king or one of the IL kings, what do you do when you enter an IL? Do you try to do it yourself and then work on it from there, or do you look at somebody else's video that has a better time than you would for the moment?
I feel like, well, right now it's kind of different because I already know almost all the ILs, like how to do them at least relatively fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say usually I'll go watch a video, but if it's like, I don't know, if there is like a new IL that I haven't done in a while or that I'm not completely sure about, I'll like mess around with it myself and see like what kind of times I can get.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm like, damn, I'm still a second and a half behind a record, I'll like look at it and see what I'm doing wrong or doing differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, like what did you do for Rico 100s when you were doing that and got the sub two? Like, did you end up just doing it on your own? Because you did get like a new set of coins that we had never really thought to go get. And I haven't thought about that in a while. You got the two girder coins above the crane before like doing the wall kicks. And I had never thought to go get those.
Yeah. I think that must've just been like me just kind of coming up with my own route. It's like, I had known the shine beforehand, and I guess that's just how I remembered it going. Mm-hmm. Or like when I was like learning it as an IL, I was like, oh, there's two coins there. Might as well grab them.
Yeah. And it's just way faster. Or it's well, I don't know about way, but it's faster for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Rico 1. Rico 1's a recent addition. I actually saw it in my recommended feed in YouTube.
Yeah, that one, the reason I got into it is because I was watching Plankton do it.
I knew it!
Yep.
I've been having a really good time watching Plankton grind it for some reason.
Yeah.
It's just like a fun level to watch.
I love watching IL streams. Like, I get so happy when I see people like streaming ILs because I'm like, I love watching them.
Dude, the thing is like,
it's like an 80%, or it's just like a speedrun, but like way shorter.
For some reason,
watch Liam choke 50 minutes into the speedrun because it's only a minute long.
Exactly. There you go. And I feel like IL streams are underrated. Like the majority of people don't really appreciate them because they just want to see, I don't know, 80% PBs for some reason. But I don't know, IL streams are hype because a record could happen at literally any moment.
Yeah, you can like look away from the stream for 4 minutes and miss it.
And sure, it's the same movement over and over again, but then again, isn't 80% essentially just Shadow Mario over and over again?
Yeah.
Depending on who you watch. I guess any names? All right.
you just like fall into a rhythm. When you're watching an IL stream, you just fall into a rhythm and you can just get stuck.
I've
been watching Plankton's Rico 1 streams every so often, and I've been like sitting there for 10 minutes and then realized like I should be doing something else. Like I'm just watching this guy either like screw up the beginning for a little bit, but like I feel like as he's going, he's getting more consistent, which is really cool to watch.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and it gets way more satisfying, and then he fucks up the blooper fight, and then he goes back to the beginning. I'm like, fuck, dude, that's the first time you've opened the blooper fight in 7 minutes.
I don't know why. I'm the current Rico 5 god, so I can say this. For some reason, the blooper fights in Rico 5 is way easier than Rico 1 to me.
Yeah.
I've
heard that, like, all around.
I always lose time. I actually grinded Rico 1, like, a long time ago. I don't even have video from my time, because I was so disappointed in like how bad my blooper fight was. But I can get to the blooper at like 18.1 or like something good. But then somehow on the fight itself, I just leak time constantly for some reason. It's just weird to me.
See, I'm surprised with like how relatively quickly I got the record, because unlike Plankton, I refused to practice the blooper fight. Like spent like an hour. Like he would save state and then load to the tentacle, pull it, and then just practice the fight and see how fast he gets it. I did that maybe twice. I'm just like, I don't feel like practicing this because it's like, it's basically pseudo RNG, whether it's actually fast or not, essentially. Really? It's like grabbing the nose on the first frame is really important. And it's also like very, very position dependent. It's like, it's very, very precise.
Yeah, you
like,
just want to grab
it. My IL record has like a shitty blooper fight. Like I enter the fight almost 0.3 ahead of the old IL record and finish one frame ahead.
What?
I don't get how Anonymous 3's blooper fight is so good. That's crazy to me.
I've had one blooper fight ever that was better than his, and it was in a run that I fucked up the triple jump and continued anyways. And I was like, I regret that so much. That's the only time I've ever gotten a fight that good.
Yeah, I can never get a good fight there. I might do Rico 1 again at some point just to get a sub 50. But
yeah. But yeah, sub 50 isn't too bad, but like once you get a... I don't know. It, like once you get a feel for the blooper fight, I can most of the time do it with like losing less than like half a second or like less than 0.8. But it's kind of still like kind of luck whether or not you actually go fast enough.
See, like, okay, so I've never done a Rico 1 grind. I've barely done a Rico 5 grind. It like the visual cue, Screamless. Okay.
Screamless
nose pull. Rico 5 is way easier than Rico 1, right?
Yeah, and I don't even have an explanation why it just does.
Well, it's because you just have like so much clearer of a visual cue for Rico 5.
I guess that must be it. I just always use the ring and I never miss it pretty much.
Yeah. So. I feel like I figured out the ring like years ago, started trying to tell people it, and they were just like, oh, okay.
I think right. I would miss it once and be like, fuck you, Sid. Yeah.
I use Mario's like his ear or something.
I use his hat.
I think it's his hat. Like,
yeah, just the point of his hat. Right. And like, and Rico 1, it's like, because I used to do Screamless strats for Rico 1 and be like, pog, Screamless, or whatever the fuck I would do. And then, but it was just like, oh, let go on the dot. You know how big the dot is? It's a big dot. It's a really big dot. And
I think Rico 1, it's more about just getting a feel for it than an actual visual cue.
Ginger hates you right now.
I swear I don't try to say the line, but it just naturally comes out.
He, like, for some reason, he's irrationally pissed and he doesn't know why. He has no idea why.
It's just genuinely, like, the more you do stuff in Sunshine, like, I can't explain it. It's just, you just get a, it's not even muscle memory because it's just timing. So,
yeah.
I feel like I have to stare at the screen. I stare at the screen. I'm like, okay, I'm going to let go right now.
A feel for like visually where you should be when you let go. Or like how long it's like, I've been pulling up long enough.
I still miss it like a decent amount, mainly because like I'm trying to do it as fast as possible. Yeah. Like in runs, it's not like as bad or anything. No. But I agree. It is like a lot less obvious of like when to actually let go.
Mm-hmm. Well, like that's how I feel about Bianco Hundreds. It's just like Trey's just like, oh, thank God you finally hate Bianco Hundreds. RTA, I'm fine with Bianco 100s. When I get there in 96 Shines, I'm like, dope, I get to do Bianco 100s. This is one of my favorite levels. If I get do it, however, but like in ILs, it's just like, oh, I didn't. Oh, I fucked up the first flower bed. Oh, the first spider. The second spider. Like, it's just like everything in a row. You have to have everything go perfectly. But in RTA, you're just like, oh, I didn't get a second spider. All right. Chill.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm trying to think what other ILs are worth talking about.
Well, like I was gonna ask about the Rico 1 grind because we.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you recently did get the record there.
Yeah.
Like, how long did that take you? Like, what's the perspective IL? Like, how long do you take on ILs?
All right. Well, I'll start with before I actually did it, because the main reason I wanted to do it so bad was because when Plankton was grinding and I was watching, I was at home. Like during Thanksgiving break or something, and I had like 7 days of not being able to play Sunshine, and so watching it, I was like, dude, I want to play so bad. I'm so bored right now. I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
And that's why I started grinding. It really, really depends on like the IL, because some of them, like Rico 1, that took me probably like a week of not heavy grinding, but like Ooh. Moderate grinding, like a couple hours a day. Mm-hmm. And then other ones like Noki Hidden, the Goldbird, like I somehow pulled that IL out of my ass in like 30 minutes and beat it by 2 frames.
Ooh. Sometimes it's like that. I can't think of any. I've had at least a few levels where I just get the record really fast. I think. No, even Gelato Hidden. Like, you know what's fun? Did you hear about what happened in Gelato Hidden?
I did not.
I had the Gelato Hidden record, but I accidentally was doing it in the third worst level to do it in.
Oh.
And then it was promptly improved in like not even top three anymore.
Yeah.
I just had a really good record for being in Gelato 1, which 7 is better than that, and then 6 is better than that. So.
Yeah.
See, I've been recently employing the for the Rika 100s grind. I haven't been doing it much lately, but you've been showing up every so often while I was doing the Rika 100s grind. And like doing the like couple hours every so often, I feel like it's less effective for me. But maybe I just have less of a willingness to continue, because I did get like what 0.2 off the record, and I'm like, fuck, you know. And then I just couldn't get claw that like 0.2 away and lost faith. But it totally depends on the level, because I think back in March I was grinding for Serena 100s, and I was grinding it for a week, like for a fair bit of my free time. And I didn't get, I got close, like, cause at first I was just improving my record, and then it was improved to beat what I had improved my time to. And then I just didn't want to post it because I was just like, well, I don't want to make it seem like I put in this time, even though I did. I don't want to have that shame put on me.
See, that's so, the main thing. There was a weird stigma, especially back when, I'm going to call them the anonymous hackers from 4chan. They're anonymous on the board now because they were, you know, banned for very clear reasons.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there was always a stigma, especially from them, whenever someone had to put in a fair bit of effort and time to get something. It's like, oh my God, he spent so long getting that. What a loser. But I'm of the opposite opinion, where I think the longer you spend getting something and eventually get it, the more valiant it is in a way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like if you just get something in 30 minutes or whatever, it's like, oh, cool, fucking whatever. I feel like you don't really meet your true potential until you really put in, dedicate a lot of time to a specific thing and fight that fight and then see what you can really do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I always thought that was silly. Like, that's such a dumb mentality, being like, yeah, he got that record, but like he spent like 2 months on it. Ha ha.
Yeah, but just like, I feel like I would still do that now. Like,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You improve the record, it's like, oh, okay.
Maybe it's just like the lying part of your brain telling you that, but it's like, we all know that there's nothing like grinding for a long time for something and finally getting it. It's just the best feeling in the world.
Well, yeah, but so. I never got it.
Yeah, it's always like, well, but it did take me a long time, so I do kind of suck.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I spent a long time and I didn't get it.
It's just like the devil and the angle on your shoulders telling you that.
Yeah, and the angle. I did like a really long grind of Serena 100s earlier this year. And then recently, like a couple months ago, I did like a 3-hour stream of it and got it by the end of the stream. And I was just like, what the fuck happened?
Like, well, I mean, something about streaming versus not streaming, it like changes your mindset.
So does it?
I think so. Well, I know I would stream more IL stuff personally because I know Fetch would enjoy it. But also, I don't know. I prefer. Well, I mainly do IL streams actually recording this podcast because I edit these. I have to listen back to the whole thing to make sure the audio is intact and good the whole way through.
Yeah.
And what better thing to do when listening back to it than grinding some ILs or like practicing Sunshine? Mm-hmm. So, like, I'd say 90% of my IL grinding is when editing the podcast. But even if that wasn't the case, I just prefer listening to a different podcast or maybe music or something. I don't know. I'm just something about streaming. I would stream it, except I couldn't do other exterior stuff while streaming, probably. So yeah. Maybe I'm just weird like that. So
yeah, I'm the same way. Usually I'll have like a YouTube video on the side that I watch.
Or yeah,
like
YouTube video, exactly.
While I'm grinding, and then I'll have like a stream on the other side of the monitor or something.
And it's kind of awkward, like watching a YouTube video while streaming. You can't really do that.
Yeah.
Like, well, yo, I see you guys in chat, but I gotta watch my cooking show. All right.
you used to stream the Pianta 6 grind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to stream a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I would get so annoyed seeing you just like casually get 218s. I'm like, I can't even get a 217.
Hey, my PB is still 214. Is it still 214? I don't know.
I got 217 and I was like, this is it. I'm done. Never doing this again. Right.
Do you want to talk about the Pianta 6 grind? Like you and Syrup going back and forth? Like, I don't even remember how long ago that was.
Honestly, neither do I. It was like 2 years ago, maybe.
I think your current record's like 2 years old.
Oh yeah, I guess
time flies.
Jesus.
But like you guys were trading it back and like, when did you become the Pianta 6 goat? How did you keep improving it?
Were you inspired by Kenny Cole as 212? Because I know you were.
Yeah, I think like part of it just like. It was just a level that I felt like I could be good at, I guess. Because it wasn't like, it is pretty movement intensive, but it's not like, you know, Noki 6 or something. It's not, I don't know, it's not as bad, I guess.
Okay.
At the same time, like, people like would beat my right, like calf when he got like the 214 or whatever, like down with the 12-year-olds. I was like, all right, well, I gotta beat that now. I can't.
Oh my God, I'd be so pissed if I were you, if I saw a Cathlon doing that.
Like, I can't just, you know, let him do that and get away with it. Gotta improve it. And then I guess from there, it's kind of just like not like a pride thing, but almost like I've had this record like 5 times at this point, might as well just grind it again because I know I can get it. Especially like when new strats kept on getting incorporated. It's like, all right, my PB's like 3 months old. There's a new strat that saves half a second. I know I can beat the record, so it might as well.
The V-Man strat.
Yeah.
Do you low-key, and I always thought this was like a really fun thought experiment, but what would you feel if we suddenly discover a completely different route that actually saves like 2 seconds over like the route we've been doing since the beginning of time?
I've messed around with different routes so much. I'd be all right with it.
So you wouldn't be like,
get the record again. So.
My work is all to waste. Oh no.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Okay. Because I always ponder that. It's like, how did we get this right so early on?
Yeah.
Like the routes never changed.
I messed around with the routes so much, especially with like the old pack attack strat of talking to the Piantas.
Oh, yeah.
It was always just like a second or two slower.
You got a 218 with pack attack strats?
I think a 217.
That's pretty impressive still.
What are pack attack strats?
If you saw my video, Sid.
Wait for them to unlock.
Oh.
Yeah, so like it's completely, you would not do this in full game runs, obviously.
Yeah, I forgot.
And actually, this wouldn't even work in practice codes because first of all, it'd be fast text. And second of all, text speed doesn't matter. But the timer still goes during the text box.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, it's the reason you got to grind Pianta 5 Reds on console is because the timer actually freezes when you talk to people. So,
to be fair, I have seen your video, but it's been, come on.
I know. Whoa. It's been like 10 years. All right.
It was like a year and a half ago. I remember Fetch being the top comment, being like, this video is about me. And I'm just like, yay.
I know. I remember on my Fetch a Fruit video, I pinned Fetch's comment saying, I'm Fetch. And then there's like replies to me like, oh, I get it. Like, Fetch a Fruit. Ah, okay.
Dude, I cannot say how many comments I get like, to like the Pianta 6 video, my comments being like, are you still 12? How old are you now? And like, even on like new IL videos that I post,
are you still 12?
How old are you now? You inspire me because I'm 12 and you're also 12, so I can be good.
That's impressive being 12 all this time. Like, how do you manage to not ever turn 13?
I guess I just figured out the key to endless life.
The fountain of youth has been found. Yeah. That way you can grind ILs forever.
It's just
I'll eventually have every IL record.
Dude, Pianta 6 is such an ass.
I agree.
It's such an ass.
I'm just like thinking about the level now and just how difficult it is just to do like I'm fine with doing it every run and getting like a 213 or whatever, but just like to have that grind, like the question I was thinking, so I just said all that for no reason because I was trying to think of what I wanted to say before. What is the length of time that everybody has to give you or give your world record for Pianta 6 right now and for in order to and then get the record for you not to return to get it.
Probably like a mid 220.
Huh.
I think like even like a higher 219, I wouldn't feel that bad about like trying to beat it. It would take me a while, granted. Like that's just how the shine is. I know it would take me a long time to probably beat it, but there's enough strats and stuff that I didn't do in my record that I feel like I could beat it.
How good are you at the, because like the ultimate 20XX strat is the rollout sprays on them?
Yeah. And there's a while where I messed with like specifically the second Pianta, like doing it on there. Cause there's like, you can kind of set it up in a way. Like I would like slow down and do like a slow rollout spam, but I could never like actually get it fully. It would always be like a pixel of goop left on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most jank thing. I remember there was like a video from a random Japanese person on Twitter showing that for the first time. It must have been even like 2014. It was so long ago showing that. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this will change everything. But then it turns out it's like the most precise shit ever. No one does it.
Yeah. Like, I guess my thing with this is I don't know where it would save that much time.
Yeah.
Like the backflip dives aren't that slow. So like a lot of the times you're waiting for the Piantas to unlock anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be that much faster to do it. Like you can't do it on the kids because it's like impossible, yeah. I guess. Like the third and fourth Piantas, like you wouldn't have enough time to set it up anyways to like get a dive roll out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Pianta, you wait for him to unlock and you have to go over the wall. Sixth Pianta, you couldn't find a way to do it. The only one that I could think that you might be able to do it on is the ninth.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, like spray the eighth and then do a rollout spam around the ninth. But then again, like that wouldn't save that much time. That would maybe save like 0.2.
Yeah, it would like only save the time from a rollout versus a dive, which is a little bit faster, but...
Because then you're also, you have like really, really, it's like a really awkward distance away from the 10th Pianta. Because normally you do a jump, then dive rollout, and you land right in front of him. With that, you'd have to do like either another rollout spam spray, like do a hover slide rollout, or just like do like a one frame rollout and then spam spray normally. So I don't even think it would save that much time, at least in the way that I'm thinking about it. Maybe there's probably is a way to make it faster, but
I mean the TAS does it for like everyone.
Yeah.
But that's TAS. So
yeah.
You can't really compare that to humans.
Has there ever been an IL that came close to Pianta 6 for you? Like you're talking about the deep nuances of Pianta 6. Do you have that like a level that's achieved that level of Pianta 6? Recently or anything like that other than Pianta 6?
There's been a couple, like, I don't know if I'm answering your question entirely correctly.
Sure. But half answer it. I'm totally down.
Specifically like Noki 6 and Grass Pipe.
Grass Pipe. Yeah.
Dude, like I did not expect to get that record by that much. Cause I was like looking at my PB. I was like, damn, my PB is shit. Like this my PB is ass here. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to get a sub 50. Then I was like, I that was still pretty trash. I'll try to improve it more. And then I beat world record. I was like, that still wasn't very good. And then I ended up getting a 44, and that's on JP, which loses half a second. So
oh my reality, God, it's on JP. Oh my God.
I beat it by like 2 seconds and no Dude. New strats. I don't know.
I need to watch that record again because, yeah, second place is like a second and a half worse on, because NCSCU actually saves time on that. Shine because the shine spawns faster or something.
Okay, yeah. I feel like an asshole. What level are we talking about?
Grass Pipe, the tall grass, whatever you want to call
tall
it.
Grass. Okay.
Yeah. See,
when it's Grass Pipe and Beach Pipe, I get confused. I was just like, I thought it was like 44 seconds. Beach Pipe. It's like, what are we talking about? I'm just like, okay, Grass Pipe. See, what's funny is that Grass Pipe was one of the records that I got right away with practice codes, and then immediately everybody was just like, oh yeah, this is shit.
Like, oh, it's a boomer record. All right, time to get it.
All right, well, Sid got the record. I guess we all have to play it now. Take it back. Go for it.
See, I actually like asked in leaderboard discussions in the Discord. I was like, "Yo, are we gonna like convert this record? Because like, there's no difference between like me playing on NTSCJ, not realizing that it lost time." And somebody like not having fast text on, And everyone was like, oh, yeah, fair point. We'll retime it. And then it just never got done. It's still 44.8.
That is a good point.
Yeah. What were you saying, Sid?
I was going to, okay. So we can do the question now. Because I think we can do the question. And then we can like try to lead into, because you've been playing Sunshine for almost, I would consider it half your life at this point.
Yeah. Like, right? Yeah. Around yeah. half.
I like. That's enough. Like Trey and I would have what? I guess Trey is more comparable to you, but I have 20 years of like video games before Sunshine. But you've probably played more games since you started playing Sunshine, other than Sunshine, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, so we'll ask the question. I asked the question last time. Trey, would you like to ask the question?
Oh shit! I guess I have to ask the question. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah, you got to do it.
All right. are you going where you thought I was with that, Sid, where it's like excluding Sunshine stuff or
including? Why not include Sunshine stuff?
Well, yeah, obviously like you can include it, but I mean, thinking of, anyway, here's the question.
I don't even know why you're asking me.
All right. So Fetch, imagine if you will that you are wearing a nice suit.
Has to be nice.
Very nice suit. No, no lousy suit. This is a nice suit, all right? And you're walking through a nice suburban, not neighborhood. You know what? You're walking up to a building. I don't know where I'm going with this. And you're walking into this big-ass building.
Yeah.
In the middle of
a suburban neighborhood.
A suburban neighborhood in New York City.
Woo! Yeah.
And you're in the building. It's a nice marble floors, nice fountains, you know, very, very nice building. Marble. And you take the elevator up the building.
Marble air.
To the 26th floor, because that's the episode that we're currently on right now.
Shugo Sex.
Of course.
And yeah, you know you're Swedish, so we're all your bases are in line.
Yeah.
So then you go up to the elevator and you go into a room. And in this room, you're going to get interviewed by none other than Syrup SMS, your arch rival in Piana 6.
Yes.
And before this interview can start, as you all know with any interview, well, I guess I should explain what the interview is for. This interview is to get a job in Gaming Inc., which I don't know what they do, but Gaming Incorporated, why not?
Dude, should we name it like Video Games or Hard Inc. or something?
Gaming Inc.
Not hard Games Inc. No, we don't.
Well,
like that
I don't
idea.
Know. We'll change the name at some point, I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah.
But before this interview can start, you are handing him your resume. Not just any resume. Not some boring old resume like you'd expect.
Hardworking.
Yes, hardworking. Put that on there.
I'm just yelling from the sidelines.
This is you're just in the room with him. You're handing him not just any resume, but your gaming resume full of your greatest and most notable gaming achievements. What goes on that resume?
Only SMS.
Only SMS.
There you go. Just SMS. Cut, like, paste, print.
I've played like a lot of other games, of course, but like, I don't know. I haven't like achieved shit in anything else comparable to SMS.
Really?
Yeah, there you go. Then what would be like your greatest achievements from that?
I guess I would say at the time my old any percent or my current no yeah my old any percent 115 when that was like 13th in the world because that was like actually an okay placement.
Yeah, that was a huge deal.
I guess back when I used to have most IL records and when I was the IL king, when I had the most points.
Mm-hmm.
Before the anonymous 4chan hackers rose up.
Well, it was after. Like, it was when they were already.
Oh,
it was
.
During the point system, I just overtook.
I forgot about that.
3, and then he bought me back like a week later. But I am honestly not sure. What else?
Any like epic? Because come on, you must have played Fortnite. You're that demographic, right?
No.
You haven't played Fortnite?
Like, I have, but.
Okay.
Like,
what's your most epic victory royale?
I never got one.
No.
I might have got one in like maybe like a team match with one of my friends who's actually like okay at the game. But.
See, See, Trey and I have a shared Apex Legends story where we got carried by the highest guy on the planet. And like we just like we were it was amongst the time when Apex was like big and Apex had just started.
It was brand new.
Like, okay, we're going to play. And it was just like this random guy we were with. And we were all using mic. We were fine. We were all chill. I got down so many times. He helped us up. Trey and him won the game. And he was just like, yeah, peace, guys. And he was really nice.
I got one kill. He had like 8 kills. And he was just like smoking weed the whole time. Yeah. And he's like, you know, Sid, maybe this isn't our genre. You know?
Yeah, we decided like when we won that round, it's like, we don't have to play this game ever again.
But yeah,
I would say also another one is this is also not SMS related.
Good.
I don't know if you guys know about this, but my Elsa's baby birth world record.
I don't know about this, no.
I don't know about this.
But I'm interested.
You should probably be glad that you don't.
This sounds like one of those like kids YouTube things from a while ago. Like those weird Elsa thumbnails.
It was like a Flash game that I found like 4 or 5 years ago. Mm. And I jokingly did like 3 speedruns of it. And you got, obviously, this world record. No one's ever fucking played the game before, probably.
Sure.
But yeah, hey, world record's a world record.
I submitted it to speedrun.com and it got declined.
What?
I know.
They accept Fetch a Fruit and not Elsa's whatever the fuck.
Elsa's baby birth.
Elsa's baby birth. That's absurd.
Does it not have a board or do you were just declined?
It just got declined.
I thought that speedrun.com.
There's no board. I was trying to make the board.
Oh, you were trying to make the board. Yes.
I thought that SRC would accept any random Flash game that exists.
Maybe it was like before that was a thing.
Yeah, because I feel like nowadays,
find what it was.
Nowadays, Flash game speedrunning is actually kind of hip. Like to just pick a random game and be like, oh, I'm going to get the record in, I don't know, Interactive Buddy or something.
Dude, I wonder if there's like speedrun boards for the mini games in Stardew Valley. Because I've been playing Stardew Valley a little bit lately.
Oh, there 100% is.
There's mini games that are just like, you're just a mini shooter where you're shooting zombies. I only played one of them, but it's just like you're just this little cowboy in the middle of the screen and you're shooting these zombies that are coming towards you. There's got to be speedruns for that. There's got to be.
Yeah.
And but so like for gaming resume, like I put on games that were really hard. I know Phoenix spelt correctly. Season 1 said he played a lot of Minecraft.
Impressive.
You can really put whatever you want on this, like if you've played a lot of League. I don't know if you play League. I don't know what you play.
I used to play World of Warcraft when I was younger, like before I started speedrunning, actually.
Okay.
Because like my family has always been like a kind of a gaming family, I guess.
Oh, cool.
And so we used to all like play in the same guild and stuff.
I'm jealous.
That was cool. And then I turned into a raider, and I was pretty okay. I did play a lot of Minecraft as well.
That, according to Phoenix, that is resume worthy. So, going on there.
How was doing raids with your family?
I actually, like, I didn't do it with my family because they weren't into it as much.
Oh.
And so, like, I left their guild and joined a different one.
You guys aren't hardcore enough for me. I was like
10 years old.
Yeah. It's like me playing Overwatch and Valorant with Calf. He's just like, I'm just like, hey, you want to play with me? And he's just like, no, you suck. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess that's fair. But like, yeah, you can put so a lot of WoW. You Minecraft time.
Yeah. I've done like a couple speedruns of 64. I have like some decent times.
Oh.
I have like an 18 and 16 star. No,
ooh,
like
I wonder if that. I forget what time Quaniza has. But yeah. I'll try to see if he had a better time or not. I was like, is it better than Quan or no? I don't know.
See, my thing with speedrunning is like, I have so many things that I want to do, but I don't feel that I can move on until I have a decent SMS any percent time, like one that I'm satisfied with.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I want to do 64, I want to do 120 in SMS.
Ooh, that's a good category.
I want to do Odyssey, but like, I can't get myself to do more than like a week of runs, even though I haven't done any percent in like a year and a half.
Have you ever been interested in running a game that's not Mario or Elsa's baby, whatever.
I did consider Celeste for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like when I first played through that, but then I was like, this game is so fucking hard.
Oh yeah, it's hard as hell. It's true.
I'm trying to think of any other
games. Typically, like, stick to platformer stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I'm obviously, I only play Mario. I'm a big platformer fan.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of more of a meme one, but I think it was around a year from now, like last year, me and Ouija played through this game called We Were Here Together. It's like a multiplayer, like, puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like fucking around there because like it was really fun. It's a good game, but you can like clip through walls and shit. We were like trying to find skips and stuff. We were going to try to speedrun that, but then we couldn't find anything.
Is that the one with the like, I think I saw Ginger and KO actually play a little bit of it where it's just like, so I could be thinking of the totally wrong game, but you see the symbols and you have to communicate it to your friend, like which ones to put in order. Like if maybe this was a specific room or whatever. Does that ring any bells?
Yeah. I know like that because there's three games in the series. We actually started with the third one because we didn't realize that there were more.
Oh,
but it starts off in this, I don't know, it's like cabin and it's like winter outside and stuff. I remember you go to like this cave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was like a great game. There's actually a new one coming out that I really want to play.
Are you into puzzle games at all?
I haven't been before.
Okay.
But we played it and I had a really good time.
However, if you would be interested in trying more puzzle games, might we recommend The Witness?
All right, I will look into that.
Because The Witness is really good. We both enjoy it.
I love that Trey and I are on the exact same page.
I already knew you. As soon as you heard puzzle game, your ears pricked up.
So. The Witness is a great game. I would recommend if you like puzzle games at all and you just kind of like, I don't know, learning the world. I know whoever's listening to the podcast is just like, yeah, The Witness, it's great. Yeah, we get it.
Talk about it like every other episode at some point.
It's a great game. Would recommend. Jonathan Blow is a genius, blah, blah. So what would be your goal in any percent?
I'm curious too. Like, what are you working towards on that?
Yeah, like,
I guess like at least a 114, like, I will never feel satisfied unless I have at least a 114.
What do you have right now?
A 115.43.
Ooh.
I can 100% relate to what you're feeling. I felt worthless till I got my 114.
Yeah.
And now it's like
cloud nine.
Now it's like I feel slightly less worthless, but I really like a mid 114 now.
Yeah.
So.
I was complaining about it recently. It's just like the goalposts keep moving. Like it's just like I got my 119. I'm done.
See, I feel like this is something that like a non-speedrunner or like non-doer of things doesn't realize. Is that like you? This is the single most cliche thing ever. It's not about the destination; it's about the journey. Ah, all right, but it is about the journey because no matter what you happen to achieve, it's never going to be enough.
Yeah,
unless it is like truly fucking remarkable. But like, I don't know. Speedrunning, it's like when do you know enough is enough, right?
Yeah,
because you could spend your whole life always trying to improve every little micro thing of every game you play, or just a game you play. But you gotta know when to be like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm content with this. I can put it aside. When do you think you would ever get to that point in Sunshine? I guess it's like 114, like better any percent.
I guess like. Being fully content with stopping, I guess, like, I don't say world record because I don't know, like, how realistic that would be with how little I do any percent.
Right.
But I feel like that's the point where I'd be fully content because I know deep down, like, I know that I'm capable of it just, like, movement-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that, like, I could get that time if I played enough and if I grinded it out any percent enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, like, aside from that, like, low 114, maybe try for 113.
It's just tough because...
But even that's, like, I've had these goals for so long. Like, even when I got my first 115, when world record was still 114.40, it was like, yeah. I know I could achieve that time if I put in the time. Like, I could beat world... I could get a 114.40 if I just put in the time, but I just never do.
That's that we were talking about this, like, I think last episode, said, where people were telling you, oh, Sid, if you just really dedicated a lot of time at 80% and got really good, you can get a 115, like a 114 even.
Yeah, I don't see. I wouldn't talk about it now because I feel like because with Fetch mentioning that, I'm just like, I feel like I'm committed, like on some level, I feel the exact same way. But like, if you look at Fetch's movement versus my movement, I don't really want to compare the two. So I didn't mention anything. I didn't really want to mention that. But yeah, like, yeah. I feel the same way.
Yeah, it's the thing where a lot of Sunshine runners feel that they can get a better time. But the actual hard part is like actually doing the thing and actually putting in the time.
Like actually trying.
Not just saying, yeah, I could do that. You got to like actually do it and then do it.
That's half of speedrunning. I could do that. And then just sit there and don't do it.
And never even attempt to do it.
Yeah, the difference is Fetch goes, oh, yeah, I think I could. Like, if I put in enough time, I can get the world record. I'm like, if I put in enough time, people won't make fun of me.
Or, see, there's two sides to it. There's the one side where you actually do follow through and improve your thing and put yourself on the line to be like, I'm kind of exposing myself. I'm showing my cards and like how good I really am. Or you could be like me in 120 and just rest on your laurels and be like, I'll let them speculate what I could have right now. Like, yeah, I could have a 252 if I just tried, but you know, you'll never find out. So
you'll never find out. Who knows? What
That's how I roll with 120 right now. Because also I just don't have time for it. I mean, I've been over this over and over again. So
Trey's 120 is a ghost. Woo, we don't know.
Yeah, it's like, well, if I did play again, I wonder what I could get. The new route. Oh, man.
So was there something that I stopped you from saying before I asked about the any percent goal, Fetch?
Oh, no.
No?
But just kind of like to continue on with it, like I have been trying to get back into it. Obviously, I've been doing a lot of ILs and stuff recently, but I actually did an any percent stream, like, I think Wednesday night or Tuesday night. Didn't go well, but I tried. I got a pin of four.
They usually don't.
But yeah, it's like my first time doing any percent in like a year and a half, so I'm not really expecting it to go well.
How does time fly so fast?
I don't. It feels so weird to think that my 80% PB was at the start of quarantine, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like quarantine has been that long, even though it's been almost two fucking years now.
It's honestly scary. The thing that I don't understand, or the thing that is the most tone-deaf sounding thing to me, whenever you ask someone, like, oh, why are you doing that? Or why are you choosing to do this? They say, oh, you know, it passes the time. Like, what? Why would you want to pass the time? The time is already so fleeting. Why do you want to pass the time? Like, what are you talking about? And it is crazy, though. Like, especially, and the older you get, I know you're still 12, but when you get older, you realize.
Yeah, of course.
As you get older, it only goes faster and faster. So it is kind of...
It is really weird that Ouija broomed with a 12-year-old. That's
a little crazy to me, you know?
I mean, I am a genius. I just got accepted into college at age 12.
Oh, that's dope.
When I was in middle school. So.
Goddamn.
Hmm. So back to the resume.
Yes.
Right. I bit on to the like, oh, my goal in any percent. It's like, what could you? My goal in any percent is 115. Maybe. If
you
I get it.
You could easily get it. Sir.
Yeah.
You were like on pace for it just like a week ago.
Yeah. All right. Resume. Okay. Special skills.
Oh, right. I always forget this.
The secondary resume question. At the end of your a long, boring resume where it's just like, I did this for 6 years. I made this, whatever. I graduated from high school. I graduated.
I'm an Eagle Scout.
Yeah. At the end of your long list, you have your special skills segment. Or at least we used to. I feel like I still do. And you put like hardworking, you put whatever. Within gaming, What do you think your special skill is?
All right. I have two answers for this.
Great.
My first is definitely perseverance.
Ooh.
Because especially comparing to like, you know, the anonymous Reddit, 4chan, whatever. Like, I just felt like they could crush out time so much faster. Even like Ouija when he played SMS, like, I feel like I've always been as fast as them, but I can't get as good of times as quickly.
Yeah.
Like, I can get just as good of times. It'll just take me five times as long. You know, and like,
fair.
I feel like a lot of people don't see that because I don't stream especially now I don't stream Isles like ever. So, you know, you kind of see like, oh, he got the record. Cool. Aside from like Noki Hidden, which I mentioned earlier, that's like the only one I can think of that was very quick. But like a lot of them take so much time for me to take, like days and weeks of grinding before I, well, sometimes not weeks, but it takes forever to get these times and I like barely scrape by.
And actually, yeah, depending on if I actually do use the footage or not, on the video portion of the podcast, you may be seeing grinding of a specific level and you see what really goes into his craft, I guess.
What level would we be seeing?
What level are we showing right now? I don't even know.
I think it would be Noki 6 or Rico 1, I think.
Ooh, those, okay. those are both good,
yeah,
ones.
So. I was grinding. I've been trying to get Noki 6 secret record, or at least tie it. I also wanted to get Bowser, but I'm just like losing time and I don't know why.
Oh my god, anyways. Bowser is so annoying. I lose time on that. I don't know why as well.
Anyway, I'm 3 frames off record and I've been 0.1 ahead of the record at like the third hit, but I lose frames to, like the fourth and the fifth hit every fucking run. I don't know why.
I had to grind Bowser more. I don't understand. I lose like so much time somehow and I don't understand why. But yeah.
I don't understand it, but
Perseverance is a good one to have. I feel like we've heard Perseverance a couple times.
So,
but it's interesting coming from you because you would be one of those people where it's just like he gets those times right away and I have to persevere, you know?
Yeah.
Or like somebody else. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like I feel like a lot of people wouldn't expect that out of me, but yeah, it takes so much fucking time for me to get a lot of these.
I feel like because we get so many speedrunners on here, I think the answer for that has almost always been something along the lines of like, some people say like stubbornness.
Yeah.
Or just like not giving upness.
Not giving upness.
I think that's just like a quality that all speedrunners have to have. Otherwise, they wouldn't be speedrunners. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Then your second thing.
I don't know if this one's like kind of different, obviously. I just like creativity almost because I feel like I've come up with like a fair amount of strats in my time speedrunning SMS.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, a lot of them are like really stupid that save like half a second, but there are some notable things that I've done.
The Rico Hundo one, though, that saves like two.
Yeah, something. Rico 100. I did the, not the TAS one, but the Bianca 3 one, Bianca 3 secret strat. A bunch of other shit. But like, I feel like that's, I do take pride in that a lot of like being a pretty big strat hunter person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. It.
See, yeah. Have you ever, mentioning the Rico 100, we're going back to the Rico 100s thing.
Yes.
Have you thought about trying to grind that out?
No, not really.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear.
I already don't like the shine that much just because like the RNG portion of it.
I don't think anyone likes that shine.
And like my time, I'm good enough with third place. Like especially adding that on. I actually did like when I first found the strat and when I realized how much it saved, I tried like just doing like a practice run, like not actually trying to get like a really good time, but just seeing like if I could even get it once in the context of a run. And I did, but I tried like 3 more times and I couldn't get it. And I was like, yeah, fuck that. It's stupid.
Well, like you saw the little bit of a stream that I did attempting the strat. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I'm like a second behind. I'll try the strat. And I just like do a spin jump dive in that direction, kind of miss the cage entirely. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, yeah. It's like if you don't spin jump dive at like the fucking last pixel of the girder doesn't work. You have like the perfect angle.
You got to do a walking spin, the jump at the end of the girder, get the right angle, and it's just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't look like a hard strap, but like the slopes on the cage are so bad.
Oh,
it didn't look hard at all in the video, but I guess it is really hard.
It's terrible.
I was trying to do it like with save positions and all that, and I was just like, oh, this isn't too bad. And then in an attempt, it's just like, well, you gotta do a rollout, all right? And then you gotta buffer the spin jump out of that rollout and do a walking spin to the left or like to the right angle. And then you gotta do the spin jump dive perfectly right at the end of the girder. I'm like, this sucks. this is terrible.
You can get on the end of the girder, but then be like too far to the right, and then you won't have enough speed. Yeah. It's awful.
Fuck that.
You're so creative though.
Yeah, thank you.
Gross, but like so creative.
And I'm so uncreative unless it's Pac-Man World 2, apparently. So
with the spooky fight?
Yeah, and the blinky. Yeah, various things. So,
I always describe myself when it's the what was it What was my special skill? I feel like I figured out my special skill and then forgot it promptly.
I don't even know what yours was.
I feel like I discovered it. I was just like, oh, yeah, my special skill is.
Oh, no. Didn't I assign that to you? Wasn't it the
just natural, a natural at games, but then suck when it gets.
Yeah, like you naturally figure out like the mechanics, but like anything that gets beyond like a certain level of technicality, like you can't do it.
See, I feel like the special skillness of it kind of bleeds away when you go like, yeah, you get really good right away, but then you suck.
Like, I mean, getting good fast is a skill, like at certain things, you know.
I guess.
And then you just plateau afterwards.
But I just plateau hard. Like, yeah. Man, I plateau so hard. It sucks. But man, what else do we talk about? I don't know.
You have any questions or things for us, Fetch?
Yeah.
Have not thought about anything else.
any questions you were just dying to ask me these past 8 years? You knew me.
I'm just giving him a moment.
How do you feel about me calling you Troy?
What's my thoughts on Troy? Let me think. Well, I mean, I've been called a lot of different names in my speedrun career. There's
same.
Of course, there's Trogzor. And then from that, I created my Twitter name, Trogzor the Warrior. What do they even call it on Twitter? Just like the name.
I don't know. Your handle. Yeah.
Well, handle is like the at. I'm talking just like the custom text you put that like shows up.
I still say username. I feel like username.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Trogzor the Warrior. I've been called, actually growing up, my friend group, we would always call me Tree. Just like, you know, like a physical tree with two E's. I didn't go by Trey IRL though. Like I'm Trevor IRL. Trey is a thing I made up myself for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
Oh really?
I guess I just assumed
it was just a nickname.
I just like assume, or I thought, like I think I was at a point. This was back in 2011, where I wanted to move on because my my original username was I like cereal and like some random numbers, and I was like, well, it'll come to a point where I think the future of the internet is avoiding these random words and numbers and more so just like regular names.
Yeah.
But I thought that Trevor didn't have a very good ring to it. So I was like, what's short for Trevor? Trey. And then just put something in front of it. Average. I don't know. It's an adjective. So fuck it.
Every time I meet a Trevor, I do ask them if they've ever been called Trey. And I'm 0 for like 7.
No. You know what every Trevor in the world gets called is Travis. Trevors get called Travis. Because I am a Trevor all the fucking time. To this day, it still happens. Why? Like, hey, Travis. I mean, Trevor. I think just because Travis is like a slightly more popular name than Trevor. And it's very similar, obviously. I've been called Travis so many times. I couldn't even tell you.
What? That's so weird.
But yeah. And then Troy. Going back to Troy. I would give on the list of nicknames for me power ranking. It's like a solid like B plus tier, I'd say.
I'm okay with that.
Because you know, Troy, it's got like Spartan, like Roman origin or something to it.
True.
Kinda badass sounding.
Is or what's Troy that what's that band like from like High School Musical?
The Fall of Troy.
Also, yes.
Isn't there like a song from The Fall of Troy and Guitar Hero or something?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Anyway.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, dude.
Fetch and I are talking about a High School Musical.
Where does that come from?
Troy.
I have not seen High School Musical, so.
I saw it like 10 years ago. I just managed to remember that.
I guess I'm missing out. I haven't seen High School Musical, goddamn. But yeah, I would give Troy as a nickname a B-plus tier. So there you go.
I remember for a while, I was like convinced that Sid's full name was Sid Ed Williams.
Dude, that'd be so sick.
I was convinced that was your full name.
That'd be so sick. It's so weird that it's an Xbox Live like auto-generated name.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah. And the tag I used to go by is like on Counter-Strike was like Dutch Kid. That was my tag.
Yeah,
and I used to do that for a while, like when I was playing CS 1.6 when I was 14, even though it's a lifetime ago now. That's kind of...
Oh, yeah, I had to Google it because I forgot the name. FCPREMIX from The Fall of Troy was a Guitar Hero 3 song.
Sure.
Cool. So I knew I wasn't crazy.
Where does your tag come from, Fetch?
Okay, this is, I feel like... this is leading up to this ultimate question. Where the fuck does fetch 8-7 whatever come from?
Okay.
I'm dying to know.
So this goes back to World of Warcraft. I used to play a Worgen Hunter, which is like a big dog, and he has like a crossbow. Mm-hmm. And because he was a dog, I was like, ha, dogs play fetch. F-E-T-C-H was already taken, so I just removed the T.
Wait, and I think that proves that it's supposed to be fetch.
Well, we knew it was supposed to be.
I always intended it to be
fetch. Wait, this proves nothing. Really, we already knew this.
what other people, if they pronounce it differently. And then the 8763 comes from an email that my dad made me. It was like blank 8763 at whatever.com.
Just random like, numbers?
Yeah, I just added the numbers to it.
Why didn't you add the random numbers to literally fetch?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, surely no it wasn't idea. Taken on every website.
It like started off with like in World of Warcraft, that's how I used it. And then I just like got that was just my alias, I guess. I just decided that I would just use that forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I know that at some point. So this is what I thought about the fetch name, right? I saw fetch. I knew that you wanted to be called fetch, but you know how tech is spelled?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, huh, that's feck, you know, in my head. And, but then, and I felt like it annoyed you, but I was like, okay with that, I think, in my head. That like dumb, whatever old guy I was just like, whatever. His name's feck. And it kept going. And eventually I kind of felt bad for it and started calling you fetch. But then, like, the newer generation started saying, like, sup feck with a K.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, so he's okay with this now?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't Nindide's alt account is literally sup at feck?
Yeah.
That's so funny to me.
So I thought you would come full, like pulled a 180, but you were fine with it the whole time.
Yeah, I never really cared that much.
Okay.
I still get people to this day when I go into like people who aren't like extremely familiar with me, they say my name's like, hey, feck or fetch, how's it pronounced? I'm like, either way, I don't care.
Yeah. That's dope.
All the time.
Well, I'm glad we went full circle with that in a weird way.
I'm glad we did too, because I've been wondering for years, and like off and on, but like wondering some part of my head.
But we finally answered the greatest secrets of the universe on this Video Games Are Hard podcast. So,
and
you're welcome.
I feel like that's a good place to wrap.
I think that's
it
a wrap. That's a wrap, y'all.
Yeah,
I'm all right with that.
Well, thanks for coming on, Fetch. It's been an honor. And a pleasure.
Thank you for
inviting me. I had a really good time. I was kind of nervous for it, but it was really fun.
Good. Cool. I'm glad. It was nice having you on. So that was episode what? Shugo Sex.
Thank you, Sace.
Ooh.
Ooh, got some Spanish in there. I respect it.
Of Video Games Are Hard. We're on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and on YouTube on the channel Sid and Trey. And we pump out an episode every week, and we'll be back next week with another one. See you, Fetch. Thanks for coming on, and we'll see you next week, everybody.
Peace.
Bye. Bye. People.